The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Beth Moore remembers all that God has done.
Keith walks into me and he says, I found this in the attic.
Do you know I barely remembered this box?
I said, oh, sit down with me and look. And you know what he said? It just killed me. He goes, oh, I've already looked through it.
Don't forget to remember next on Life Today.
I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are thrilled to have this opportunity to spend time with you, especially when we're sharing Beth Moore. And if you're not aware, normally on Wednesdays you will see Beth. We call it Wednesdays with Beth. And she is a blessing. Now, she's talking about don't forget to remember. Don't what? Don't forget to remember. The Bible is filled with literal commands to remember. Don't forget. Well, let's see what Beth has to say about that from the Word of God, because God has given her a keen understanding of the Word, and she seems to be able to communicate it where all of us can understand it. Would you welcome Beth Moore? Here she is.
There is nothing to make you remember like moving out of your home of 27 solid years. I told Keith that he would have to honestly bury my body in our backyard in that home because I was never going anywhere, never leaving that home. I'd raised my children in that home and I was not ever going to leave that home. And then 4 months ago, I stood with Amanda and Annabeth and Melissa. I'll tell you in a few minutes where Keith was at the time, because God did the strangest thing by letting me have a time all by myself in that empty house and then with my children in that empty house. But I stood with all of those boxes and watched a moving van take off with our stuff, with our whole lives. 27 years of living was in a truck. The last thing I did, and I could bawl trying to get this out of my mouth. I love that home. I have so many memories that our whole lives are in that home. And I'm just steeped into it. And we stood there and walked over to the shutters and just shut them. Totally empty. One right after another. And I turned around and Melissa went, this is so sad. So sad. And we wanted to move, but it was so sad. I've worn that floor out. Worn that floor out. I cannot tell you. That floor is just laminated in my tears. Just, I love that my little tiny girls, when I would have to hold Melissa, and when she got to go up the stairs by herself, I made her come down sitting on her bottom. For years, she practically did it when she was 11, sit on your bottom, go down one stair. I loved it so much. And Keith and I, he had to be out of town on the day we were moving. Y'all, I nearly had a panic attack, and I've never had a panic attack. I nearly had a panic attack driving to the new place. We moved out in the country next to Keith's parents, and the moving van was in front of us. I was right behind it. And I didn't turn up the air conditioner in my car and get it straight on me. Oh, it's so painful. And I know you're thinking, woman, get a grip. 27 years. What I love that the Lord did, it was like He gave us the things He caused us to find and our eyes to fall on, were like He just manipulated every bit of it. And of course he did. But Keith walks into me and he says, I found this in the attic. And I want to hold it up where you can see it. I left the dust on it because I just think it shows you. Yeah. I did not wipe it off at all. Do you know I barely remembered this box? Barely. That's my handwriting from how many years? I mean, that's like, that's young handwriting that. Young. You know, we have no penmanship these days because we don't have to practice our penmanship. So my writing is awful now, but in those days it was pretty cute, real bubbly. Really bubbly. And I said, oh, sit down with me and look. And you know what he said? It just killed me. He goes, oh, I've already looked through it. And I began looking through it, just a few, to just take you on a little journey that's very quick. I also found the picture of Keith and I on our honeymoon, because the truth of it is, this was the man, dig that hair, girlfriend. I had me some late 70s, I was on my way to the 80s right there. This was the man that God called me to marry, not the other. This ornery man right here that would keep me completely honest, this would be the man. I also found a precious, precious picture of my two little girls at a wedding, and I relived that whole experience. You see that little one? Woo-wee! Listen. She tried every single nerve I had. But I loved them so much, I could not even bear it. I then found a letter that Michael, who had lived with us for 7 years, wrote me and wrote our family at the time. We called him, his nickname was Spud. We're a big nickname family, and that's what we called him. You can see the date on it. This was the year he was gone from our family. We were just like, it was such a tumultuous thing. I have no words for it. But dear family, I wish you were here with me. I miss y'all so much. You know, we even taught our children to say y'all. They wrote it. Look at all the different colors. And it was just like, oh. One reason I had not wanted to leave that house was because I was afraid if we moved on, it was the only place I'd ever had. If we moved on, we would somehow forget. And all of this, I just thought of the whole way. I saw in all manner of letter when I was going through times that were so painful in my life and so much bondage that I cried. On the last day Keith spent cleaning out the attic, he sent me a picture on our cell phones, and this is it, I want you to see, just on my back porch. Trash. Just trash. Praise God. The Lord let us leave that there. We did not put that in the moving van. Because of His great name and His grace, we got to leave all the trash from that house in that house. Now, we'll have more trash in the new house. And I feel sure we'll never move again. I only move every 27 years, so I'm not going anywhere. I like the same house over and over. But you know what? We get to leave our trash behind. Do you keep moving on, but you just keep loading it up with you? It's also in the moving van. Stop it. You do get to leave the trash for the trash men to get. Don't forget to remember the whole way your Lord and your God has led you. I want you to see verse 16, and then we're going to close with a brief 2 and 3. Number 2, you'll find in verse 16, the one who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you. These are very important words. To do you good in the end. I want to ask you, don't forget to remember what a gift of God a good humbling can be. What a gift of God a good humbling can be. Never underestimate the power of a fresh humbling, because if you walk with God and you get a fresh humbling, something good is coming, and He's got to get you ready for it. And so we got to have, you know, we got to get rid of some of our pride and some of our boastfulness and some of our credit taking and just some of our arrogance about all manner of thing and let him do a fresh work in us. But it can't be done when we got a big proud heart. And so listen, a good homily, that is a thing that he always does to bring us good. Somebody look at one another and just say, humbling does us good. Listen, I'm not happy I just said that because no telling what's going to happen. But it's always to do us good in the end. And so we've got, and you've allowed me to walk through part of our family story with you. Don't forget to remember the whole way the Lord your God has led you. I pray that in my sharing mine, I didn't just mean for you to hear mine. I want you to have your own. Think back. Think back where your God has led you and brought you. The third one is this. Do not forget to remember to flagrantly, and I want you to write that word. I'm into flagrantly right now. I keep saying it about everything. Flagrantly. To flagrantly bless the Lord your God every time you feel satisfied. Bless the Lord your God. If we have more thankful hearts, no telling. No telling. If we keep our humility and retain thankful hearts and never forget them, there's just no telling. There's no telling what he would do. But our propensity is to do exactly the opposite. I base that on, if you want to put a verse beside it, and I'm glad you do, it would be verse 10 out of Deuteronomy 8. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. It's good. Enjoy it and bless his name flagrantly. Every time you realize, I've eaten and I'm satisfied. That was really fun. I mean, we had Christmas. It was such a fun time. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. I've just got two last visuals for you, and I pray they'll bless you. This is from last Thanksgiving. This is Annabeth at Mother's Day out. I just wonder if you can handle that. Oh, oh, oh. Y'all really, honestly, does it get better than that? Do you know that we are the children of God and that when we're thankful, we're just that dear to him? We don't have to be all this grown up with God. He's our Father. He calls us children. We are his children. He still can baby us. He still also chastises us and say, grow up. But I just want you to know, when we look at her and we go, that is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Don't think that if that's what it moves us to say and we are created in the image of God, that there are not times when God looks at you, looks over at his son and says, that right there is about the cutest thing we have ever seen. I mean, what a wonder. So in this box, I found one more thing. Well, I found a ton of things, but I found one more thing that I wanted to show you. Welcome, baby. See how old it is? Does it look, doesn't look 32, the age of my oldest daughter. It doesn't look 29, the age of my youngest daughter. It doesn't look 6, the age of Jackson. It doesn't look 3, the age of Annabeth. It should look about 54 years old. And it was to my mother from my Aunt Ada. And we called her Aunt Ada. I don't know what you, it's auntie to some of us. It's aunt to some of you proper folk. And then it's aunt to some of us. And it says, we are so glad about Wanda Beth. My name is Wanda Elizabeth, but they called me Wanda Beth early on. Wanda was a very, very good friend of my mother's. How perfect for Gay. That's my older sister that I've told you some things about. She would have been 3 when I was born. And you'll be gladder as time goes on because they'll be so close and enjoy each other so. I love that because if I had read this any sooner, it could have broken my heart. We went through such a time of separation and a fright show. It says, I had a sister, 2 years younger. Our best to you all. We'll write soon. This is the part I want you to hear. Frieda lost hers, and that would have been, and that means that she lost her child. Her pregnancy did not result in a birth, but she lost a child, and not early in the pregnancy, but late enough. Frieda lost hers in Florida on vacation. Stay with me. Doctor said it was best. I'm quoting her. It was not perfect. Doctor said it was best. See it right here? I want you, can you testify? It was not perfect. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'll show you. Not perfect. Welcome, baby. Look at Ain't Perfect. Miss Ain't Perfect. What a mess. But my God has brought me. Don't forget to remember.
To obtain information on Beth's teaching materials and for her speaking schedule, visit us online at lifetoday.org.
Wow. Ooh, Beth, I just give glory to God, not only for you, but what God has done with impossible situations. To all of you who are watching all over the world, and you know, Betty, we watch such a disregard of life, where people can just kill as though, you know, they say we're going to take their own life, they're unhappy, so they take several other people with them. In other words, they have such low regard for their own life, such a low regard for life itself, such a low regard for life. Now, think about this a moment. Once a nation, once a community, once a family of people begin to devalue life at any stage, any age, and especially helpless, innocent life, and what could be more helpless, more innocent than the unborn? When you devalue life at any stage or age, you begin to devalue all life. The preciousness of it has literally been lowered and can be easily discarded without flinching. And you say, oh, it can't be that way. But wait a minute, 50 million, far more than what happened in Nazi Germany, have been terminated in the most vulnerable, helpless place. God, heal our thinking. Show us how precious life is, that you would give your own son to redeem us because you value us so much. In Jesus' name. Betty, this is one of the most exciting things that the Lord's made clear to me. If we really come together as believers, we can put God's arms of love around a broken world and pull them right up to his heart. That's what we're trying to do as a family of faith. That's what we're encouraging you to do, to join with us with wonderful mission outreaches and rescue right now many children, many girls, and yes, boys, who are being trafficked through sexual predation. And we can change it. I want you to watch closely. You are going to want to be the miracle that makes the difference for these people.
These are young girls that have been sold?
She has been sold also. She's 5 years old. That is one year later that we saved her.
Five years old?
Yeah, she's now big. Oh. They put her in the cage. I think if you guys in Cambodia, a few years ago, you read the newspaper, they put hot water and nail in her head.
And look, could I see those other girls, please? And these girls also were trafficked?
Yes.
So how old is this girl?
She's 3 years. Three? She's been raped.
3 years old and been raped?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So my friend, because she refused a client, she don't want to have sex with the clients. And she had been killed in front of me. Where is the human right?
Because she was killed because she did not want to serve.
Because she didn't, because it's not she don't want, because she can. Because she was sick, because she had been sold, because she have like 20 clients a day, because she can. Her body is, no. She cannot, her body is dead. So they kill her.
God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that sin has such a grip on anyone, any of us at any time. God, deliver us from evil, from the evil one. We are the hope. Yes, we are. For those thousands of girls. It took the wisdom of God and yielded missionaries to show us the way. What they are able to do is go to the families where they have children in these terrible, poverty-stricken areas, where the predators come and tell the family, whether it's a single mother or a couple, that they will take their children, their little girl, and oftentimes boys, into the city and train them and teach them, and they'll make good money, and they'll have a good future, and they can bring it back to the family. And these precious people, ignorant people, but they love their children. They want something better than they've had, and they sell them, or they just let them take them. And then you see what happens. Now, the woman you were listening to, she was trafficked, and she got saved and freed, and now she's trying to rescue and teach others and let you know what's happening, telling us the truth as one who knows. All those little girls standing there gripping that wire, would you rescue one of them? Here's what the mission workers have proven to us. It takes $128 invested to be able to rescue a child. We ask people, is there any way you could help us rescue 10? And nearly 3,000 taken every day. And the next day, would you help us rescue 10? So that doesn't sound like me. It sounds like a lot if it's one person's child or two children. And you help us, $128. We can rescue one before they get them out and take care of them and retrain them, actually train them for a future, give them a craft, a job. And that's what we do together. When I say we, it's you, the viewers, and our mission workers, where the touch and anointing of God, the divine enabling of God, and the compassion of God and His love is on those missionaries. But they are empty-handed. They are so limited unless we give them the wherewithal to fulfill the mission God sent them on. If you'll dial the number, which is there always as a prayer line for you, if you have a prayer need, and even today while I'm talking about helping others, 80% of the calls will be people say, pray for me, my heart's broken. And you better believe it, we will, because we love you. We're here for you. But if you can possibly dial the number and say, I want to rescue a child, here's my gift. I want to rescue 10. And we had a Life Center fire in the Ukraine that destroyed a great part of the building. We need to rebuild it and expand it because the need is so great. That's a $275,000 additional challenge. Would you help us? I'm praying there'll be people who will give an extra $1,000 toward the building. Betty and I are doing that. And we always, always seek to rescue 10 or 20 or 30. We ask God, and we've been asking every time, God, enable us to do it. And everybody steps up. Don't think that $128 or even a part of that isn't important. It is. Father, help everyone right now to do what they can in Jesus' name. We want to send you to bless you. Betty's story, Free to Be Me. You know, I referenced a little bit about what's going on in her life. She tells you a whole lot about it and how she finds freedom. You'll want that. Life Application Study Bible, what a help it'll be. The beautiful commemorative bronze to say thank you. We want to bless you, but we're asking you to make that call or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God put on your heart. Please do it. And I thank you for it.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent boys and girls, many very young, are being forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can help reach, rescue, and restore thousands of children from the horrors of the sex trade in Thailand, Cambodia, India, Ukraine, and many other nations. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help reach, rescue, and restore one more child from the horrors of their kidnappers. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Free to Be Me, Betty Robison's updated account of how she moved from fear and insecurity to true freedom. You'll also receive the companion journal for your quiet time and daily reflections. With your gift of $128 or more to help rescue a child, be sure to request your copy of the Life Application Study Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help rebuild the Life Center in Ukraine, destroyed by fire, or $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request the limited edition bronze sculpture titled Christian. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
This little boy that our own oldest daughter, Rhonda, put her arms around. This incredible bronze, and this is a commemorative bronze. It's gold, literally inlaid, the way it's colored, an actual bronze of Christian, was rescued from the sewers of Romania. That's where he lived, and given a future. And that's what we're doing when we expand the Life Center and rebuild it after the fire. If you can give $1,000, or $1,280 to rescue 10 children, or $1,000 toward rebuilding and expanding the Life Center in the Ukraine, please do it. We'll be sending you Betty's book, the Life Application Bible, the journey that goes along with it. Thank you for rescuing precious children. God bless you.
Survivor of childhood sexual abuse, Nicole Bromley reaches out to help other victims. Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.